Subway's rather extensive payment loyalty and CRM program. Subway itself is referring to this as the single largest integrated cash card program in the world. It actually touches all those different systems. So it starts from point of sale. It is a loyalty card, it's CRM, it's integration, and it's really intended on changing the behavior as opposed to just watching the behavior. And Ed Koontz from Jupiter, we had talked about this a little bit before. How unusual, based on what you've seen on what Subway is doing, how unusual is that?
Well, Evan, I wouldn't say it's unusual. I would say it's both comprehensive and also aggressive in terms of the breadth of the vision. Subway is obviously a large chain. They're a chain that doesn't tend to have a centralized IT function, as do other types of restaurants, much more focused on the franchise. And I think what's interesting to me is, to put this into context, Subway is attempting to do what a lot of other merchants that I've talked to would like to be able to do, which is to really remove, really move beyond rewarding consumer behaviors, specific consumer behaviors, really taking both the payments function that they have to deal with on a daily basis, making that a much more tightly ingrained strategic component of their IT processing systems, tying their loyalty function much more aggressively into that as well, and really not just attempting to reward behaviors, but also to change consumer behaviors and to kind of entice consumers into new behaviors as well, based on the information that they're gathering. Subway is a chain that they've been working with the vendor that I believe is currently involved in this project as well, on a pilot basis for I believe the better part of a year and a half, and they've had some success there. But clearly, this is an attempt to take the success that they've had thus far and to expand that out into the chain as a whole. So from that perspective, based on my read on this, it's groundbreaking, mainly in its size and its scale and in to the level to which they are attempting to deploy it all at one time. But it's definitely something that I've seen other firms, other retail firms that are interested in pursuing. Really what we've seen in terms of the retail space thus far has been an emphasis on rewarding behaviors and or moving consumers away from cash in particular to stored value cards that are branded by the merchant-branded stored value cards. Subway has seen an opportunity to essentially combine those functions and to use additional data that they're collecting as part of the transaction process to help to entice consumer behaviors. The early stage results that I had seen were impressive, and I think that if you look at other merchants that have been aggressive in the stored value card and in the loyalty space as well, there's reason to believe that there is an opportunity to do just that, to improve the bottom line, to enhance the overall value or volume of sales using both loyalty programs, loyalty solutions, as well as merchant-branded stored value. But again, Subway is really trying to take it to the next level by bringing all the pieces together. It's a huge process, a huge system that they're deploying. And I think that, that in and of itself may present a few challenges, but I'm quite excited about what this means both from a retail perspective and also from a payments and loyalty perspective.
The most well-known program of this kind, although it's obviously much less elaborate, has been Starbucks. How would you contrast, based on what you've got in front of you, how would you contrast the two programs?
Well, that's a good question. Starbucks certainly has been an early leader in this space, both with their in-store rewards program as well as with the Starbucks card. And I would also throw in another element to that. The Starbucks card is a merchant-branded stored value card that has been very successful. But they've also, in addition to combining loyalty and a proprietary Starbucks payment mechanism together on the Starbucks card, they've also rolled out a couple of years ago the Duetto product, which is actually a Visa-branded credit card that also has a Starbucks stored value function on it. So it's actually a dual function or hybrid card, which was quite unique in the industry. Starbucks has an interesting leg up, in my opinion, in that they have exceedingly strong brand loyalty. How else could they get you to pay $3.50 to $4 for a double Frappuccino, double mocha Frappuccino, or whatever it might be. I don't think that Subway necessarily has that same level of brand loyalty, but certainly they do from one perspective, which is the Eat Fresh perspective. So Subway customers, in my opinion, tend to be relatively loyal as well. And obviously the ability to build on that loyalty or build on that brand identification between the merchant and the consumer is an important first step in ensuring that if you're spending the money to really integrate rewards slash loyalty with stored value payments, that consumers themselves will ultimately respond in the way that you want them to. I think that while I would say that Subway's, you know, brand identification may be somewhat less than Starbucks, I think that both are in a position which is relatively enviable compared to a lot of the merchants that that are out there today, which may not have that same level of brand strength.
Now, one of the differences in terms of brand strength between Subway and Starbucks is that Starbucks, their most frequent customers tend to max out in the sense that they are getting all their coffee from there, or at least a large amount of it, and they tend to go there with frequency and regularity. They're not trying to get them to necessarily come more often in general as much as simply purchase more items while they are there. Whereas Subway is much more, a lot of their customers do not come in there every day for lunch. It's more of a periodic visit. They seem to believe that there's a lot, they have a lot more to gain by really giving stronger incentives and getting people to come back more frequently.
An excellent distinction between the two companies, and I think that that certainly is an important factor in terms of Subway's decision. I think it is yet to be proven whether that is in fact how it plays out from a Subway perspective, or whether they get all of the bang that they're expecting. But certainly, as we've discussed, the early stage results do appear to be quite positive. And I think one of the other differences, as I understand it, is that there is a lot more back end, a lack of standardization on the back end at Subway than there is at Starbucks. And so that's also, I think, this is proving an opportunity for Subway to attempt to enhance additional standardization in their systems, which traditionally has not necessarily been there.
I have a daughter who works at Starbucks, and what's interesting to me about them is that their huge employee manual has in it the Starbucks mission statement, which is to provide customers with an outstanding experience away from their home. It says nothing about coffee or food, and to some degree the Starbucks card represents to the customer the Starbucks experience. And I wonder if the degree to which Subway can be happy with the results is the degree to which they can brand the in-store Subway experience.
I think that's a good point. I think that's what they're trying to do. Again, I'm not, based on just my personal experience, I do think that Starbucks, in terms of creating that customer experience, does an excellent job. I think that that it would be difficult for any other company to do that without really considering their overall mission. And I think that creating a strong, loyal base of consumers based on that in-store, you know, identity, that mission, what have you, would be essential. I don't think you could necessarily do that. I don't think you can do that just with a payment system or a loyalty system alone. But I think that as part of that rediscovery or brand enhancement process, obviously Subway sees an opportunity to do that. And I tend to think that we have, as an industry, whether we're talking payments or you know, retail, I think that I've always viewed Starbucks really as the beginning of the process. It's not necessarily clear who else will be able to do that, but clearly Subway sees an opportunity to attempt to do that.
Well, there's another very clear difference in terms of the experience with Starbucks and Subway, that Starbucks truly does try to create an experience, an entertaining place to go, and that's certainly something that, as far as I can tell, Subway has not attempted. Whenever there's a meeting and you've got someone out of town, it's not uncommon to say, let's find a Starbucks to do the meeting. I can't think of someone saying, let's find a nearby Subway and do the meeting there.
Right. That's very true. That's very true. But I think, Evan, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, at this point in time, certainly Starbucks is attempting to get consumers who are there, who are, you know, hanging out, to purchase more product. Subway, based on my read and my conversations with Jockstone, the vendor that's supporting this service, is attempting to increase sales, average sales per visit or average number of visits. From that perspective, it's a little bit more of a traditional approach to enhancing the bottom line. But I think that based on what I've heard from Subway, from the Subway experience, but also from other other companies that are out there providing some sort of a stored value solution or a loyalty solution or both, is that there are opportunities to enhance that brand. And I believe that there are opportunities to enhance the brand via loyalty, however you want to define that, even though it may not necessarily approach the level of an experience that you get with Starbucks.
I mean, trying to quantifying their success would be both increasing their average sales as well as decreasing their payment costs. Would you say those are kind of the twin pillars of what they're trying to do?
I believe that those twin pillars go hand in hand in this situation, yes. Certainly, having more control over the payment process, which one element of which I believe would be reducing the overall cost of payment. Now, I haven't worked out, Nevin, I don't know if you have any information as to whether they've worked out specifically how much, what the all-in cost of deploying the solution would be. But the ability to gather this data, the ability to gather customer data, the ability to control a little bit more of the payments process and the customer data that are out there and to use that to target specific consumer behaviors is high on the list of firms that are deploying their own merchant-branded store value cards.
It's taking the buy one or buy 10, get one free to the new level, right? I think retailers in the sort of the fast food arena, have had these very little simple programs that don't cost them much to do, just creating a punch card in place for a long time, but they haven't let them know anything about their customer base, and they haven't done anything to reduce the cost of their payments. And with the increased use of debit cards versus cash in these places, it becomes a big issue for them. But this is an expensive thing. To Ed's point, it's an expensive and big program to put in place. And when you have a diversified chain experience like Subway does based on franchisees, et cetera, it's really hard to keep the standards in the right place and understand, that your mission is to do X to give a really great experience. And I think Starbucks is a unique organization in that they started that way and have firmly held to that belief, whereas changing from one set of tenets as far as operation and experience is concerned and moving to another is really, really, really hard. And it's really hard to maintain. Even if you get it right in a couple places, it's really hard to make it right across the board. So I think that, the payment benefit of this is going to probably be outweigh some of the loyalty efforts, because I'm not necessarily sure how much they're going to be able to get that incremental business from these people just because they let them pay with a proprietary card.
There is one. This is Mark. There's one other advantage, and that is the personal information
they're
able to collect, and that's going to be used in the future. Quite frankly, in a way that people don't expect, and that is that one of the biggest problems with a company like with Starbucks or Subway is having to wait in line to get your order. You have to go there, tell them what you want, wait for them to prepare it, and then make it for you. And most people who are going to Subway or Starbucks get the same thing every time they go in. So once they have the personal information and know what your buying habits are, they'll be able then in the future, using RFID or other technologies, for you to order ahead. They know who you are, they know your payment method, they know what you're going to want, and have it prepared for you and ready for you. And so the personal information has lots of other benefits to them, but also has benefits to the consumer, too.
So potentially with, planning, inventory planning, turn, all that kind of stuff, absolutely. But I think that that's a couple 5 years down the road.
True, that certainly is a longer-term thing. But what I think is interesting is that I think what gives me some confidence here is that I don't think they're getting ahead of themselves. They're obviously not using an RF-based contactless card for this. They are using a mag stripe, a dumb mag stripe card. Standard card operates on the existing infrastructure. So they're going to be able to deploy that, at least in the current iteration, relatively effectively. And I also think that, it's clear that creating an experience is not something that just happens overnight. And for many companies, it really doesn't happen at all. But if you look at some of the other companies out there that have rolled out loyalty cards, quote unquote, not just loyalty, but in particular payment cards that are stored value, that are branded with the merchant's logo, companies like Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, there has been enough of a response around that, I think, to lend value to the Subway view. Although I think it's clear that it's way too early to say that they're going to be able to basically turn what is, by all accounts, a large boat in a new direction, you know, efficiently and effectively, particularly given how decentralized it is over the short term. But I give them kudos for doing it, and I certainly think that it's an aggressive and bold vision.
Yeah, and, you know, according to some of the research we've done here at Jupiter, in the neighborhood of one quarter of retailers have some sort of formal loyalty program in place. And however, another 43% or so were planning to implement one within the next 12 months. And so it sort of says, well, now you've got an opportunity to differentiate, and maybe that's where Subway, part of what will be a benefit to Subway in doing this as well. A year and a half, 2 years down the road, everybody's going to have it. And you better sort of get your act together first so that you're not a Me Too and then just having to spend that additional marketing dollar to get what you would have gotten anyway.